Chapter 4 At Flourish and Blotts. Life at the Borough was as different as possible from life in Privet Drive. The Dursleys liked everything neat and ordered. The Weasleys' house burst with the strange and unexpected. Harry got a shock the first time he looked in the mirror over the kitchen mantelpiece, and it shouted, "Tuck your shirt in, Scruffy!" The ghoul in the attic howled and dropped pipes whenever he felt things were getting too quiet, and small explosions from Fred and George's bedroom were considered perfectly normal. What Harry found most unusual about life at Ron's, however, wasn't the talking mirror or the clanking ghoul. It was the fact that everybody there seemed to like him. Mrs. Weasley fussed over the state of his socks and tried to force him to eat fourth helpings at every meal. Mr. Weasley liked Harry to sit next to him at the dinner table so that he could bombard him with questions about life with muggles, asking him to explain how things like plugs and the postal service worked. "Fascinating," he would say, as Harry talked him through using a telephone. "Ingenious, really, how many ways muggles have found of getting along without magic." Harry heard from Hogwarts one sunny morning about a week after he had arrived at the Borough. He and Ron went down to breakfast to find Mr. and Mrs. Weasley and Ginny already sitting at the kitchen table. The moment she saw Harry, Ginny accidentally knocked her porridge bowl to the floor with a loud clatter. Ginny seemed very prone to knocking things over whenever Harry entered a room. She dived under the table to retrieve the bowl, and emerged with her face glowing like the setting sun. Pretending he hadn't noticed this, Harry sat down and took the toast Mrs. Weasley offered him. "Letters from school," said Mr. Weasley, passing Harry and Ron identical envelopes of yellowish parchment addressed in green ink. "Dumbledore already knows you're here, Harry. Doesn't miss a trick, that man. You two've got them, too," he added, as Fred and George ambled in, still in their pyjamas. For a few minutes there was silence as they all read their letters. Harry's told him to catch the Hogwarts Express as usual from King's Cross Station on September the 1st. There was also a list of the new books he'd need for the coming year. "Second-year students will require The Standard Book of Spells, Grade 2, by Miranda Goshawk. Break with a Banshee, by Gilderoy Lockhart. Gadding with Ghouls, by Gilderoy Lockhart. Holidays with Hags, by Gilderoy Lockhart. Travels with Trolls, by Gilderoy Lockhart. Voyages with Vampires, by Gilderoy Lockhart. Wanderings with Werewolves, by Gilderoy Lockhart. Year with the Yeti, by Gilderoy Lockhart." Fred, who had finished his own list, peered over at Harry's. "Oh, you've been told to get all Lockhart's books, too," he said. "The new Defence Against the Dark Arts teacher must be a fan. Bet it's a witch." At this point, Fred caught his mother's eye and quickly busied himself with the marmalade. "That lot won't come cheap," said George, with a quick look at his parents. "Lockhart's books are really expensive."
"Well, we'll manage," said Mrs. Weasley, but she looked worried. "I expect we'll be able to pick up a lot of Ginny's things second hand."
"Oh, are you starting at Hogwarts this year?" Harry asked Ginny. She nodded, blushing to the roots of her flaming hair, and put her elbow in the butter dish. Fortunately, no one saw this except Harry, because just then Ron's elder brother Percy walked in. He was already dressed, his Hogwarts prefect badge pinned to his knitted tank top.
"Morning all," said Percy briskly. "Lovely day."
He sat down in the only remaining chair, but leapt up again almost immediately, pulling from underneath him a molting grey feather duster. At least, that was what Harry thought it was, until he saw that it was breathing.
"Errol," said Ron, taking the limp owl from Percy and extracting a letter from under its wing. "Finally, he's got Hermione's answer. I wrote to her saying we were going to try and rescue you from the Dursleys." He carried Errol to a perch just inside the back door and tried to stand him on it, but Errol flopped straight off again, so Ron lay him on the draining board instead, muttering, "Pathetic." Then he ripped open Hermione's letter and read it out loud.